Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we march on to week two of the high school football playoff season. The rest is behind us, and now all that matters is win and survive. The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch. We are Kip Branch-less this week, and filling in for Kip is my good buddy Callie Cole. Callie, man, thanks for taking the time stepping in.
Nah, man, I'm excited, man. Anytime I get a chance to pod, I love it. So I'm just happy to come on here and talk about some football. You are like we do every time I see you.
Right. I was going to say, when I got the word that you were going to do the show, I was actually kind of excited because of all of the conversations that we've had that haven't been in front of a mic.
Right.
Been really good. Yeah.
Plenty of it. Plenty. Every time I see you, you picking my brain, you talking, I'm hearing your perspective. And I always like because you give me a different viewpoint to look at it and some inside information. I don't know how he gets it, but he always has some inside information.
All right, so let's jump into these games. So in 7A, that's where we'll start in the GHSA. Valdosta got the big win in the first round. They will now stay on the road and head to Carrollton. Long trip.
Ooh, it's a ride.
Man, it's a ride, and it's all the way out there in West Georgia, and Carrollton ain't no joke. Valdosta's going to have their hands full. I don't know. We'll see.
It's like a powerhouse. You got West Georgia doing what they do. You got the Atlanta region, and you got Southwest Georgia. Always Valdosta, Lowndes, it doesn't matter. They're always in the conversation, so it's always interesting seeing what they could do anytime they're in the playoffs.
Definitely a premier matchup for
right,
sure.
Right.
Speaking of premier matchups, here's one. Camden heads up to Atlanta to play McEachern.
Ooh.
Of course, McEachern and Camden both, all of that tradition, all of that pride.
That's
both,
right.
Neither of those programs are what they once were.
That's true.
Camden and McEachern kind of on different projections, trajectories. Mm-hmm. Camden looks to be climbing the ladder.
Right.
While McEachern seems to be kind of coming down. McEachern 6-4 on the season. And by the way, Newton, who the Wildcats just throttled in the first round of the playoffs, Newton beat McEachern early in the season. So my money's on Camden to go to Atlanta for the second straight week and get another W. Could be a little bit more difficult of a task if they get by McEachern, because next week waiting on them in the Elite Eight, if they get there, with Mill Creek.
Ooh, and see, the thing with Camden is every year the question is, are they back? Are they back? I remember like growing up, I was in California, but my uncle would come out here and to Cali and visit, and he was like, y'all ain't playing no football. It ain't like Camden County. Then I got out here, and they closed down everything for the game on Friday,
yeah,
which I just seen the flyer on Facebook.
Yeah.
They're doing it again this
Excusing
Friday.
Excusing absences.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking
Don't
about.
Don't come to school on Friday so that they're basically giving their student population a chance to travel up to Atlanta instead
right,
of being at
right.
school.
Oh, man, it's awesome. I love it. I love it.
My favorite to win the whole dadgum thing, Westlake at Colquitt. Westlake heading to the hog pen over there in Moultrie. I don't think they've ever seen anything like that. Colquitt, definitely. I like Colquitt. In 6A, you know, Lee County at Lovejoy. At first glance, you say, well, this is kind of one of those 3-4 seeds versus a powerful one seed. But Lovejoy isn't your typical 4 seed, isn't your typical lower seed. Lovejoy got caught in some crazy tiebreaker in that region. Lovejoy may be arguably the second, if not the best team in that region. So Lee County and Lovejoy is going to be a really good football game, better than what people think it's going to be. Is Lovejoy going to win? No.
Yeah, man. Lee County, I got to experience them at a Glenn Academy playoff game. I think it was 2019.
The fumble game.
Yes, the fumble game. And, man, the football culture out there, the stadium, first of all, it looks like a college facility. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Houston goes to Woodward Academy. Woodward Academy, the number one seed. Houston, a three seed. But Houston, again, isn't your typical three seed playing in Region 1. Woodward Academy, be ready. You're at home. Better try to take advantage of it. Houston's very, very good. Speaking of one seeds, Marist, they advance. They'll be hosting the Brunswick High Pirates, who came from behind down 22-7 against Mundy's Mill in the first round and squeaked out in a dramatic playoff win in the first round. And now they're trying to get out of the second round. I don't know that the Pirates have been out of the second round in 20, 25 years.
Whoa. It's been a minute. Whoa. And you know what? I love the energy in town. And I think there is a little bit of, now that there's like no city championship glory to take with you, maybe okay, this will be what we need to, you know, get it done. But yeah, I'm rooting for the Pirates to do what they got to do.
Okay, you were talking about the Ware County Gators before we got on the show.
Oh yeah.
Well, second round matchup, Ware and Warner Robins.
Woo!
Why don't y'all go ahead and play a second round? This is a rematch of a state title game from a couple of years ago, where Warner Robins just completely dismantled the Gators.
Oh man.
Of course, Ware County is coming off of their first state title, trying to defend it in 5A. Got their hands full. By the way, they got to go to Warner Robins.
With the ride, oh man, with the ride, it's always tough. You never know how that ride is going to affect you. You never know.
Statesboro will go to Harris. I got to be honest here. If you said that Statesboro was going to win their first round game, still be playing in the second round, I don't know that I would have taken those odds. But yet they prove Jason Bishop wrong. They win their first round game. They're in the second round. They also have got to go to West Georgia, like Northwest Georgia in the state, to play Harris County. Long ride for the right. Blue Devils. I think it's a winnable game for the Blue Devils. If they play the same way they played in week one or round one against Harris County, sure, I could see the Blue Devils winning. Harris County, though, is a good football team. They're not a pushover.
Well, the one thing that Statesboro could use to their advantage is I bet there's a bunch of people underestimating them right now and not expecting them to be this far. So if they can go in there and you know, beat a big dog, the little dog that's looking in the mirror at a big dog, and handle business, they might be able to catch Harris off guard.
We'll see. Speaking of big dogs, Jones County at Coffee County. Bye, Jones County.
Look, after last week, it's like that?
Yeah, there ain't nobody beating Coffee.
Woo.
In 4A, LaGrange at Benedictine. I feel the same way about Benedictine. It's gonna take a monumental Herculean Goliath-type effort to beat Benedictine. LaGrange, I don't think you've got it in you. New Hampstead, you talk about surprises. Here they are in the second round. They got a two seed in their region. They're in a tough region. They're in there with Wayne and Benedictine and Burke County. They ended up with a two seed. They got a wacky break off a tiebreaker too.
Mm-hmm.
And so here they are in the second round. Who'd have thought New Hampstead would have been in the second round? They got Stars Mill on the road. Good, tough test.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what to make of this New Hampstead team. They played their tough region schedule very closely. The games they lost were close games. But earlier in the season, I just wasn't that impressed with them. And yet, here they are in the second round of the playoffs.
Well, sometimes, you know, even when you have a rocky schedule or you have a rocky, record. You have a rocky record at the end of the season.
Mm-hmm.
You could take from those mistakes in those games where you made those mistakes and turn it on in the playoffs. How many teams do we know, like professional teams, like that could have a crappy season and they just turn it on?
Yeah, I guess they like figure it out, right?
Yeah, yeah. We could say the Eagles do that plenty of times. Not this year, but, you know, plenty of times before.
In AAA, Thomasville at Calvary Day. Savannah Christian goes to Morgan County. In AA, Fitzgerald at Spencer. Laney takes a trip to the Bears' Den in Blackshear to play Pierce County. Going to be a tough. There have been many teams that have gone to playoffs to the Bears' Den and tried to win Laney County and have come back unsuccessful. Don't think you're going to be any different.
Ooh.
Toombs County. So Toombs County kind of jumped out on the map this year, had a great season. Not a traditional team that you kind of see up near the top of the rankings in AA, had a great year. They're going to get a good test in Thompson. Thompson's a very, very good football team. Appling on the road at Cook in Division One. Irwin goes to Bleckley. Bleckley playing well. Remember, Bleckley knocked off Swainsboro in the season finale, which nobody saw coming. Pelham at Bryan County. Bryan County, another one of those teams that's had a really good year that nobody saw coming, just kind of boom, right out of nowhere on the radar. Speaking of Swainsboro, because they lost those last two games of the season, they ended up with a 3 seed, and for that, they got to go on the road up to Barnesville to play Lamar County, who's a 1 seed. Lamar County, Swainsboro is not your typical 3 seed. That's going to be a bloodbath. That's going to be a great game.
Got to watch for that.
Yeah. Dublin at Brooks in Division II. Single A, Seminole at Clinch County. Clinch County just dispatched of the MCA Buccaneers last week. Mm-hmm. Telfair at Portal. Both of those teams, talk about teams that came out of nowhere, both of them did. And so Portal, who ended up winning the region, will host Telfair. I really don't even know what to pick in that game. I'm going to go with Portal because they're at home. ECI also in the region with Portal. They advanced. They will be playing Early County. In the GISA, AAA, Terrell Academy, your Frederica Knights. Of course, Callie calls games on the radio with Jeff Doak the Frederica Academy Knights. They'll be hosting Terrell Academy. I like the Knights there. A potential matchup in the next round with Valwood. That'll be a tough one.
So what? So we're hosting? This is news to me. I thought we were going on the road.
No, you're hosting, brother.
I was prepping to get on the road.
As far as I know, you're a 3 seed and they're a 6 seed. That puts y'all at home.
Man, here we go. Well, look at me. I'm gonna be on the island tomorrow. Let's make it happen.
All right. I'll be all right. Pinewood at Brookwood. Valwood, the aforementioned Valwood Valiants, they will go to Southland, or they'll host Southland, excuse me. And then George Walton, for whatever reason, the GISA, we've talked about this multiple times on the show, for whatever reason, the GISA had Bullitt County play in a AAA region, play a AAA schedule, and then when the playoffs started, they said, go play 4A football. So Bullitt Academy will host George Walton Academy, even though they didn't play 4A, the GISA decided to give them a 2 seed in a first-round bye. So here they are. They'll host George Walton Academy. I don't really know how good George Walton Academy is or isn't, or how well Statesboro or Bullock Academy is going to be able to hold up to them, but they will have the home game at least. So I guess that's saying something.
Hey, it counts for something. You got to take advantage of that home crowd.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football playoffs march into round two. The Portal Panthers will host Telfair in a tough second-round matchup. Frederica will host Terrell in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. The Statesboro Blue Devils will bus it all the way to Northwest Georgia to take on Harris County. Brunswick treks all the way up to Atlanta for the second straight week to take on Marist. And Camden also takes a second trip to Atlanta to clash with McEachern. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit. Or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. By the way, Callie Cold filling in for Kip Branch, is brought to you by Wild Adventures and by Southeast Georgia Health System.
Wild Adventures Christmas Wild and Bright is a brand new Christmas celebration featuring millions of lights, new festive displays, musical entertainment, and more select days, November 18th through December 31st. Make sure you get your family down there. And when they talk about musical entertainment, you'll see some big acts like TLC, Kirk Franklin, all that. Make sure you guys get locked in for the holidays for Wild Adventures.
All right, so now we're going to jump into my high school football top 10 power rankings, critically acclaimed, by the way.
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm ready. Listen, I listened last week. You gave out some love, so I'm ready to see if you switched up.
Okay. All right, so falling out of the Jason Bishop High School football top 10 power rankings, the Glenn Academy Red Terrors fall out of the rankings with their home loss last week to Jonesboro. We got down big in the first half and then made a frantic comeback in the second half and then couldn't hold the lead in the end.
Man, it's only right, but a good season to the Terrors and the city champions.
Yeah, a very quiet 8-2 regular season.
Right.
You know, you didn't hear a lot about them, but they had an 8-2 year.
It's solid. It's real solid.
For real.
Solid.
All right, so taking their place in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, they fell out a few weeks ago. They have made their way back in with a 49-0 first-round win over Northeast. The Appling County Pirates get back into the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 9, coming off of a bye, holding strong at number 9. That's going to be kind of the theme here. Okay. Not a lot of folks lost that are in my rankings last week. But coming off of a bye, holding strong, we were talking about them last segment, the Valwood Valiants at number 9. At number 8, coming off of a 55-14 win over East Lawrence, Bryan County holds at number 8. At number 7, so just to give folks a little bit of background on this, these aren't my rankings. There's a formula that I have that I put in numbers and wins and losses and all that stuff, and it spits all this stuff out.
Kip says they're yours, though.
Yeah,
Kip says these are yours. Put these together?
Yeah, Kip says a lot of things. And so what this is I'm not saying that Team X is ranked over Team Y, that they're better. What the formula is saying is that Team X, if they're ranked over Team Y, has done better within their schedule.
Okay.
Okay. Make sure.
Some AP poll stuff. Yeah.
Right. However you want to look at it. All right. So at number 8, we've got Bryan County with a 55-14 win over East Lawrence. At number 7, with a 64-6 win over West Macon, the Toombs County Bulldogs come in at number 7. At number 6, with a 38-14 win over MCA. Boy, I tell you what, the Buccaneers, year after year after year, seem to draw the Clinch County Panthers, and they can't get past them.
And they got a receiver over there that's off the chain. I think number 11, off the chain. Crazy, Clinch County.
Clinch County at number 6 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. At number 5, with a 42-7 win over Ace Charter, the Pierce County Bears come in at number 5. This is when it starts getting tough.
This is the real deal team, yeah. Georgia.
At number 4, coming off of a bye, you and I were talking about it in the break. At number 4, the Bullock Academy Gators, who I think if they were allowed to play AAA playoffs, might have a shot to unseat John Millage. They're not going to be given the opportunity, unfortunately.
Unfortunately. I really wanted to see. If it's not going to be us, got to be them.
If you're not familiar with GISA football, here's the deal. The John Millage Trojans haven't lost a game since 2018. They've won however many straight state championships that is in the GISA.
Right.
The last team to beat them were the Frederick Academy Knights in the 2018 championship game. They've gone through everybody, every kind of way ever since, and nobody's come really close to touching them. Frederica almost, they played a close game with them, but Bullock has got a team to beat them, I think, and they're not going to get a chance to play them because the GISA in their infinite wisdom said, we're going to make you play 4A. No rhyme or reason, we're just going to do it.
What a shame.
It is a shame. So at number 4, the Bullock Academy Gators check in at number 4. At number 3, with a 48-0 win over Jackson, Calvary Day, the AAA private school out of Savannah, at number 3 in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings. And then to the number 2 team, with a 41-0 shutout over Baldwin, The Benedictine Cadets stay and hold at number two.
Nice squad. They got a squad now.
Yeah, I mean, this is what I was saying. You know, you get into this part of the rankings.
It's just real deal. Yeah.
And holding strong at number one for a second straight week, the Coffee County Trojans with a 56-0 win over Chamblee in the first round. So I'll recap for you. At number 10, Appling, 9, Valwood, 8, Bryan County, 7, Tombs, 6, Clinch, 5, Pierce, 4, Bullock, 3, Calvary Day, 2, Benedictine, and the number 1 team again this week in the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings, the Coffee County Trojans.
I can't hate on that list. I like that list.
I say this week in and week out, this is the most comprehensive and most accurate list of who's who all across the state throughout all classifications. It's not just here are your 5A teams or here are your 4A teams, GISA, GHSA, all classifications. It's hard to get into this list. This is the most prestigious list in the state of Georgia.
You just need to drop it and put out the guru's list and say, I make this list. This is my calculation. I put this together.
Unfortunately, that's not the truth. There's a formula. I'll email you the formula if you want to see it.
Okay, I'm going to check it out.
Check your spam.
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simon's Island favorite. Fun and Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront. BubbaGarcia's.com and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
While you cheer for your team with our top-notch HVAC services. Whether you need a service call, a maintenance, or a new unit, we at the AC Guys are ready to help. Don't let a faulty AC sideline your enjoyment. Call the AC Guys now and score big on comfort touchdowns this football season.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Yes, football season is here, which means oyster season. Time to ditch those old, boring oyster knives you have rattling around in your spare stuff drawer. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers, the very best oyster knives offered. Toadfish Outfitters, the all-in-one shucking claw. Opinel folding oyster knives right out of your pocket. Get on in to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online. CunninghamJewelers.com.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dawgs!
This is the part of the show where, you know, if you have some extra spending cash, I'm here to help you to make some more extra spending cash, because this is the part of the show where we do our college football pick'em.
Oh, yeah.
And so, you know, Kip's, again, this is Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We are Kip Branchless, and sitting in is Callie Cold to help us do this. And so, you know, here we go. We're going to jump right in. College football, man, there's a lot going on in that world
definitely
right
now. Definitely a lot going on this weekend. Let's do
all
it.
All right, number 22, Utah at 17, Arizona. I said from the beginning of the season that the Pac-12 is the best conference in the country. You can SEC country, you can say what you want.
Right.
They're the best conference in the country, top to bottom. Now, SEC's better at the top.
Right, right.
But top to bottom, the Pac-12 is the best conference in the country, and they're going to cannibalize themselves. I said at the beginning, and here we are. Utah at Arizona. Give me Utah on the road. I think they're better.
You think? I would say Utah is better, but I'm going to go with Arizona. Definitely.
Number 10, Louisville at Miami. Miami played a good game against Florida State last week. Gave themselves a chance to win. They didn't get it done. I'm not a believer in Louisville. I mean, what a crappy ACC title game that would be. Louisville and Florida State doesn't really have the cachet
right.
that you want. I'll take Miami getting this game.
I'm with you on that. All right.
Tulane, number 24 at Florida Atlantic. Give me Tulane. Tulane looks like they're going to be that Cinderella team that gets one of the New Year's Day six, one of those bids for the team that's not in the Power Five. That looks like them. Chattanooga at Alabama. Alabama basically getting a bye week. Number three, Michigan at Maryland. I've heard some folks say, hey, this might be a trap game. It won't. Maryland's not good enough to beat Michigan.
You don't think the drama will matter?
No, I don't think it's going to matter. Now, next week we'll find out.
Okay.
But Maryland's not winning. 14, Oklahoma at BYU. I'll take the Sooners.
I'm with you. Okay. I'm with you.
Rutgers at number 12, Penn State. Penn State has dropped both to Michigan and to Ohio State. Now, James Franklin's starting to take some heat because, you know what Penn State is to me, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Penn State is the popular guy in high school that's got the hot girlfriend, but she's always flirting with the quarterback who is Michigan and Ohio State.
I like that.
That's what
I
that
like
is,
that.
Isn't
I like
it?
That analogy.
Yeah,
because every year they're ideal. They look like the team. You love the program. But then at the end of the year, it just never seems to pay out for them. Yeah. So I like that analogy.
Thanks. Louisiana Monroe at 13, Ole Miss, no challenge for the Rebs.
Right, right.
Wake Forest at 19, Notre Dame. And I've been really disappointed with Notre Dame and how the season turned out for them. Give me Notre Dame at home, though.
Right.
Number one, Georgia goes to Knoxville to play number 18, Tennessee. Rocky Top will play 1 million times. That place will be rocking. That place will be ready until about the end of the second quarter when Georgia's up by about three or four scores.
Woo.
Georgia's going to go into Knoxville, and they're going to make an example of Tennessee like they just did Ole Miss.
They might knock them out of the top 25.
It's possible. Number 20, North Carolina. North Carolina still has a chance to make their way into the ACC title game. They got to get by Clemson to do it. They're going to Death Valley, and all of a sudden, Clemson seems to have circled the wagons.
Right.
Don't be a Tyler, be a Tiger seems to be working, and Clemson seems to turn the corner and starting to play like we thought they would. I'll take Clemson at home to knock off the Tar Heels.
Woo, I like that pick. I like that pick. I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with Clemson.
All right. Illinois at 16, Iowa. Might be the most boring game in the country.
You did them like that.
I'll take Iowa, but I'd rather watch paint dry. 23, Oklahoma State at Houston. I'll take Oklahoma State. Oklahoma State.
Me too.
So this is great, right? So there are bylaws that are written for tiebreakers in the Big 12.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a whole bunch of teams that are all tied with two losses. Oklahoma, Iowa State, Kansas State. And so all of these teams are tied with two losses. There's like four of them. And they've got some crazy system that's worked out. But there are teams that haven't played this team, but this team's beaten both of these teams. It's nuts. But the tiebreaker was already written, and it favors Oklahoma.
Okay.
Well, the Big 12 announced that they're going to rewrite the tiebreaker.
Right now?
Yes. Right this very – they rewrote it earlier in the week so that the tiebreaker's not going to favor the Oklahoma Sooners.
Oh, man.
Because I think, in my opinion, because they're leaving the Big 12, and it's the Big 12 giving them the finger.
Right. Because it's like you're not going to be able to leave and say you're the best team in our conference.
From what I understand, when they get done rewriting the thing, it will favor Oklahoma State. Who's of course staying.
That's what's up. Smart move. Money move.
Yeah, Oklahoma's like, how can you rewrite the bylaws in the middle of the season? They kind of got a point.
Yeah. It sounds foul, but you know what? It's their conference. You don't want to be here.
Take your bag. Minnesota at number 2, Ohio State. Now, this game, I think, is intriguing. Minnesota's not terrible, but Ohio State's at home. I'll take Ohio State.
I'm with you on that one.
6, Oregon at Arizona State. Be careful, Oregon State. This is a trap game. You're, in my opinion, Oregon State, the best team in the Pac-12. But this is a trap game written all over. Man's got upset just left and right. Be careful, Oregon.
Yeah, Arizona State definitely known to ruin seasons in the Pac-12, Pac-10, for real.
North Alabama at Florida State. No chat. The Noles have just a horrendously easy schedule from here on out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
21, Kansas State at 25, Kansas. First time I can remember that Kansas and Kansas State both ranked in a football game.
Not basketball. Right?
I'll take the Kansas Jayhawks.
I'm with you on that.
5, Washington at 11, Oregon State. Like I said, I feel like that the Pac-12 is going to cannibalize itself. This is a tough game for Washington. Oregon State's much better than what you think they are. They knock off the Huskies and just create chaos in the Pac-12.
Okay, all right. I like that result. I want to see that.
Florida at number 9, Missouri. Boy, Florida's in a mess. They've got 5 wins. They were 5-2 3 weeks ago, and they've already lost to Arkansas. They've got Missouri left. They've got Florida State left. They got to get one win to get bowl eligible. And if they don't get bowl eligible, Billy Napier will be 6-7, and 5-7 in his 3 years in Gainesville.
This the game they got to win. I'm gonna pick the Gators to win. Even though I'm not, like, I don't really rock the Gators. I'm gonna pick them to win.
They got to find a way. If Napier's gonna keep his job. Georgia State at LSU. Give me LSU.
Right.
Number 7, Texas at Iowa State. I think, I'm not predicting an upset here, but I think Iowa State's going to give Texas fits.
I believe it. Iowa State, they can get on the up and up with that offense. But Texas, like I say, I love seeing them back on their A game in college football. So, you know, I want the Longhorns to pull it out.
If you're a Georgia fan, you've got to be rooting for somebody to beat Texas, because as long as Alabama is looming, if Alabama were to beat Georgia in the SEC title game, Georgia's out. Ooh. Because if Texas has got one loss and Alabama beats Georgia, you know Alabama's going.
Right.
But Alabama can't go unless Texas goes, because Texas owns the head-to-head. That's 2 spots that Georgia doesn't get, and they'd be out.
Woo.
If you're a Georgia fan, you got to root for Texas to lose somewhere.
Yeah, and you know what? Iowa State's definitely a trap game. I look at this the same way I look at the Oregon and Arizona State game.
Okay.
Yeah, it can go down the same way.
In the SEC, Southern Miss at Mississippi State. This will be a good football team, a good football game, too. Southern Miss is a good football team. Mississippi State, of course, an SEC sort of caliber team.
Yeah.
I'll take Mississippi State at home. Abilene Christian at Texas A&M.
True drama.
No Jimbo Fisher on the sideline for this game the first time in forever.
Right.
7 years, I think it is, and he's $77 million richer.
He had a nice run.
Yeah.
It was a good – I think they transitioned into the SEC the right way. That's how I feel.
He got the Coach O deal. Yeah. Take a boatload and just go away.
Get away from us. Yeah. Free us.
New Mexico State at Auburn. I'll take Auburn. Florida International at Arkansas. All kind of rumble. They're about to fire Sam Pittman, and Central Florida is going to be left scratching their head, because from what I understand, there's a chance Gus Malzahn may bolt to head back to Fayetteville, which is, of course, where he started as an offensive coordinator.
Whoa, that'd be major too, man. With what they're building there right now, that would kind of hurt.
Yeah, Kentucky at South Carolina. I'll take the Wildcats on the road to beat South Carolina.
Ooh.
In the ACC, Duke at Virginia. Duke looked really good against North Carolina. I'll take them to beat Virginia.
Yeah, I'm with you.
North Carolina State at Virginia Tech. NC State. And a really outside chance to get into the ACC title game. They got to get some help. I'll take Virginia. I'll take NC State.
Okay.
Syracuse at Georgia Tech. Georgia Tech got a chance to get bowl eligible here. They need this game to do it, because they got Georgia coming up, and they ain't beating the Bulldogs.
Please get your Georgia Tech fans something. Get them something right now.
Frank Key's done a really good job quietly in Atlanta.
Right. Yeah, you gotta just chill, because you can't beat the other guys, so you gotta just chill and do what you do.
I'll take Georgia Tech in the Big 12, UCF at Texas Tech. Boy, UCF got their first Big 12 win in impressive fashion, throttling the Cowboys in a night game. Well, a 3:30 game, of course, it went into a night game. I'll take UCF at Texas Tech to ride the momentum. Old Dominion at Georgia Southern. I'll take Georgia Southern get the win there. Full slate of college games to get to. Man, it's going to be a weekend. I'm telling you, this is the weekend where chaos begins to break out in college football.
Ooh,
it'll work itself out. It always does.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Best beer, wine, and liquor selection in the Golden Isles? M&B Liquors is the answer to that question. Located off of Exit 29, M&B Liquors has been family-owned and operated since, well, forever. Drive-through, lottery, and open on Sundays for your convenience. M&B Liquors, your hometown and homegrown package shop. Look for the building with the red lights at the top.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We don't have Kip Branch with us. We've got Callie Cold. And, you know, Callie's calls high school football on the radio for the Frederica Academy Knights with Jeff Doak. They do a fantastic job.
Oh, yeah. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Such enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah, I was ready, man.
Yeah.
That's the life right there.
I hear you. So it's the college football playoff for the first time since I can remember. We're like week 10, week 11 somewhere. I mean, we're deep in the college football season. And there are nine teams counting Oregon. Is Oregon ranked? Hold on. Yeah, there are 9 teams counting Oregon that have a chance to win the college football playoff that are in the mix that that can find their way in.
Right.
And so what I've got here is I've got some of these teams that, you know, 1 through 8, what their schedules look like. And then Callie and I are going to tell you, you know, who we'd like to be your Final Four, because, man, it's going to work itself out. It always does, college football fans. You're not going to have 6 undefeated teams that don't get in. Right, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, you still have Ohio State and Michigan to have to play. Washington and Oregon still have to play. And Alabama and Georgia still have to play.
Well, you know what everybody's scared of, and I heard Kip talking about it a little bit on the last show, is nobody wants to see a whack college playoff. Like I remember Alabama taking on Michigan State, one of the worst, and I think was that right when the playoff was implemented? One of the worst ever. And I've just seen so many teams.
It was like
42-3,
something like that. It was ugly.
It was awful. And then it happened a couple of years ago. I can't even think of the team. Well, TCU. TCU and Georgia. That's the example right there.
Yeah, but TCU won that first round game. There was also a year where Washington got in and they got drubbed in the first round by whoever it is they were playing. There was a year that Oregon got in, not the BCS year, but another year outside of that, and they got drubbed in the first round by whoever it is they were playing. Right. Clemson has gotten rolled in the first round once or twice. So, you know, that has been the scenario a lot in the first round where you've got more blowouts through this playoff era than you do close games in the four round, right?
Right.
In the semifinals. In the finals, they typically have been competitive.
Yeah.
So here's my thing. So year in, year out, I think it's fair to your point. I'll jump into what I was going to say in a minute. But year in, year out, in my opinion, you've got 3 teams realistically that are really good, good enough to win it. And then you got that 4th team, that Notre Dame team.
That
squeaks in as a 4th seed and they get destroyed in the first round.
Right.
So really, like year in, year out, consistently, you've got 3 national championship teams that are good enough to win, and now you're going to expand to 12. Why do I need 12 when I only have 3 that are good enough to win? Because when that 4th team gets in, they get obliterated by the big dogs. Why do we want to continue to see that? I don't know. Oh, wait. Money.
It's a money grab, and if you can extend to team 6, 7, 8, 9 and make a lot of money, sell some chips and some Dr. Pepper or whatever. You know, if you can do that, then they're going to continue to find a way to maximize. And people love their school, so it's easy.
I don't want to have an argument over who's 12, 13, and 14, a bunch of 3 and 4 lost teams.
I don't
want to argue over those guys. I don't want to argue over teams that have 3 and 4 losses.
Now let me ask you this. Do you think with college football or the NCAA taking on like a professional playoff team load, do you think that they can handle their talent, the talent in college football can handle that, like say the NFL, like how you can have an 8th seed end up in the Super Bowl?
I mean, that's eventually, I guess you're talking more about expansion.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eventually, I think that's where we're headed. We're going to have 2 major conferences. And
the rest
of the conferences are going to get engulfed, and then the winner of those conferences will play in a college football, quote-unquote, Super Bowl.
That's what you want to do.
Yeah, I think we're heading that direction, and I don't think that we're more than a decade away.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, everything's moving so fast.
It is.
And the money's so fast.
So, Georgia, I think they've got one of the tougher roads to get to the college football playoff, especially if you've got, you know, the whole Texas and Alabama thing, which we explained last segment. Georgia's got to go to Knoxville. Then they got to play rival Georgia Tech. And I understand it's Georgia Tech, but Georgia Tech's got a chance to get bowl eligible. And Georgia Tech is not the typical pushover that they've been the last 5-6 years.
Right.
They're a decent football team. Mm-hmm. Georgia's going to have to go in there. They're hosting Georgia Tech. They're going to have to play.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to have to play well to beat Georgia Tech. They come in there and they play sloppy, Georgia Tech will beat them.
Nah, you can't get lackadaisical at the end of the season. And it's real easy to do, especially like one of these games, Georgia Tech. You know the school. You know there's a sometimes rivalry type of thing with the state. But other than that, the game really, really doesn't matter. So to get yourself into the game
right.
when you're on your third leg of trying to three-peat, it can be a task, and that's where you can get caught and lose.
Trap game, because you're looking at Alabama in the SEC title game coming right. off the emotion of beating Tennessee and Knoxville.
Right, right, right. And showing that, hey, we're still Alabama.
And
you know?
State rival.
Oh, man.
45 minutes away.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
And then, of course, if Georgia gets by Georgia Tech and Tennessee, that Alabama will be waiting for them in the SEC championship game.
Biggest trap game of all time, always. At least for the Bulldogs.
When I'm wrong, I'm always willing to say I'm wrong. When Alabama lost to Texas at the beginning of the year, and I looked at what was left of their schedule, LSU and Ole Miss, mm-hmm. Everybody else, Tennessee was on the schedule, and I was just like, there's no way that Alabama's going to navigate that thing to not take another loss. They'll be a two-loss team, and we won't have to worry about
right, right,
them.
Right, right, right.
And dadgummit, they ran the gauntlet. Still have to get by Auburn in the
Iron right, right, right,
Bowl.
Right. Which is a trap game, too.
Uh-huh, yeah, but I'm just saying, if they do, man, hats off to Nick Saban.
You know, the Alabama's just in that part of their program where it's like the Patriots. Even when they weren't good, somehow they just still ended up in the playoffs.
Even when they weren't good, they were good.
Yeah, even when they weren't good, they were good. So that's Alabama. Like, even though they're not even in the conversation, nobody wants to put them there, they're still ending up there at the end of the season.
So you've got Georgia with going to Knoxville, having to play Georgia Tech, and then the SEC title game. And then we're, you know, when we on the other side of this break, we still got Ohio State and Michigan and Florida State. And I'm going to throw this out to you, the easiest path, right? The uh-huh. easiest path where we go to break. Of course, it comes from the ACC, a conference built on having one mega power and then everybody else is sorry.
Right, right,
Clemson's
right, right.
made a living of it, Florida State between them.
Right.
And now here's Florida State circling the wagons. North Alabama. Now they have it's a rivalry game. I get it, and they have to go to the swamp.
Yeah,
but they play Florida, who's not very
terrible,
good.
Yeah,
and then in the ACC in the ACC championship game, they'll either get Louisville or North Carolina. I mean,
which can be a trap game for them?
Oh man, sorry.
Hey sports fans, great news. Max Barbecue's second location is now open. Right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 3, 912-342-7967. And you can visit your friends at our original location for lunch and dinner in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. 912-275-8271. Max Barbecue, two great locations, one great taste, and give them a like on Facebook.
Trying to find great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
For years, Bubba Garcia's has been your St. Simons Island favorite. Fun in Mexican food. And now that fun, great food can be found in Brunswick, too. Now open right across from Mary Ross Park. Saturday and Sunday brunch with bottomless mimosas and Bloody Marys, Taco Tuesdays, Wing Wednesdays, and so much more. All the fun you've come to know from Bubba Garcia's right at the waterfront, BubbaGarcias.com, and on Facebook at Bubba's at Mary Ross Park.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of year. They've been taking care of folks just like you for over 20 years. High quality work and trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call. A Carrier factory authorized dealer and financing available. 912-264-9747 or online at airadjusters.com. And let's go Pirates!
I'm just telling you, another thing that struck me when the College Football Committee came out with their rankings, you saw that they had Oregon and Washington ranked right there next to one another, and then mm-hmm. Texas and Alabama ranked behind them. And so a lot of folks were like, oh my gosh, you know, how can you have Washington and Oregon ranked ahead of Texas and Alabama? Well, in my opinion, I think they got it right because of strength of schedule with, again, I believe the Pac-12 top to bottom has been the best conference in the country. But also, I think the reason they did that is because they don't want to deal with the Texas-Alabama fiasco. they would rather the winner of Oklahoma or the winner of Oregon and Washington get into the College Football Playoff and not have to deal with, well, Alabama beat Georgia and Texas beat Alabama. Right. They don't want to deal with that mess.
It'll be less confusion. Be less confusion.
I think the College Football Playoff, I think everybody in that room is pretty much kind of rooting the same way that Georgia fans are. Please, mm-hmm. Auburn, beat Alabama or somebody get Texas.
But the problem is there's no way you could face that with Michigan at 2 and Ohio State at 3. It's kind of like a double-sided monster, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was saying at the beginning of the show. You know, a lot of this stuff is going to work itself out. Ohio State and Michigan are going to play.
Right.
Washington and Oregon are going to play.
Right.
Georgia and Alabama are going to play.
Right.
So, you know, that's three teams of that eight that are in the running here that are going to get knocked out. So maybe, you know, depending on what happens with Georgia and Alabama and you know, whatever that looks like. Ohio State, they've got Minnesota. They go to Michigan, and then in the Big Ten title game, they're going to get number 16 Iowa, who doesn't know how to score points. Iowa's good defensively, but right. Man, like, they'll field goal you to death.
Well, you know, it when it's the only thing you could do, that's what you got to go with. You got to keep kicking. You got to keep trying to get the points as much as you can.
Michigan's got Maryland, who's 6-4. Then they're home against Ohio State, and then again, if they get to the Big Ten title game, they'll have Iowa waiting on them. We mentioned Florida State and what they look like. North mm-hmm. Alabama, North Florida. I'm going to say something about the Florida game in Gainesville. Billy Napier, when he beat Tennessee earlier in the year, remember mm-hmm. Florida, right. You know, Tennessee doesn't win in Florida in the yeah. swamp, right?
And they were on the high horse.
Yeah, and Florida beat him. And so I felt like, oh, man, you know, there's his signature win. I think right. his job is safe. But when he beat Tennessee, I was thinking, you know, he'll go 8-4, maybe 7-5 with right. the Tennessee win. That's enough.
That's good. That's
with
good.
His recruiting class. And then that hasn't, since the Georgia mm-hmm. game, that hasn't really gone to blueprint. And so I think he's in trouble, and I think he's really going to need that Florida State game to beat Florida State at home. If he does it, I think he's safe. If he loses that game.
Well, and what's dangerous about the Gators is you know, even though they're not that good, they haven't performed, what they can be on paper is what's scary and what could lead them to knock off Florida State at, you know, on that very rivalry game.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good point. And then again, when Florida State gets to the ACC title game, they'll have either Louisville or North Carolina waiting mm-hmm. on them. Snooze.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
Washington, they go to Corvallis at number 11, Oregon State. In the Ooh. College Football Pick'em, I already said, I think Oregon State knocks them off this week anyway.
Right.
But if they get by that, then they'll get Washington State, and they'll probably either get Oregon State or Oregon, the winner of the Civil War, because Oregon and Oregon State play the last game of the year.
Man. And major with those two
for
sure. Being where they're at.
Yeah,
right now.
Absolutely.
Top
10. You know, that would be the Pac-12 title game, Washington and the winner of Oregon and Oregon State. Mm-hmm. Or it'll be, you know, yeah, Washington, Winter, Oregon State. I don't think that Oregon and Oregon State can play in the title game the Civil War. So it's got to be Washington and the winner of that game. Mm-hmm. I believe Oregon's the best team in the Pac-12, top to bottom. Like, yeah, I do. I think Oregon is the best team in the Pac-12. I'm hoping that they get through. I'm hoping they beat Oregon State. And I'm pulling for Oregon to find a way into the college football playoff. Of course, Dan Lanning, former Georgia defensive coordinator, is over there as well. He's done a good job since he's been there. So, I'm kind of rooting for them. I'm kind of rooting for him. Got to take care of business. Got to handle Oregon State. Got to beat Washington if you get the shot.
Yeah, and it's a tall order. It's not a small order. A rivalry game. And it has so many implications on, you know, who's going to win the conference. I'm looking forward to seeing Oregon kind of close it out and finding out if Washington is for real.
That's a great point. Are they for real? They have escaped so many games. Escaped USC. Escaped Utah. Mm-hmm. Even the Oregon game, I don't really feel like they beat Oregon. I feel like they escaped Oregon.
Right.
I haven't seen Washington beat anybody.
Right.
That's my point. I've seen them escape. I hadn't seen them punch somebody in the mouth and say, I'm better than you. Now go home.
And that's the thing. If they're going to beat Georgia, Ohio State, or Florida State, they're going to have to beat them. They're not going to be able to escape them.
Such a great point. Man, I'm glad you said that. We haven't seen Washington beat somebody.
Right.
Yeah. Texas, they will go to Iowa State. Then they'll get Texas Tech. And then in the Big 12 title game, if they get through that unscathed, they will get one of those two-loss teams that the Big 12 decided they're going to write Oklahoma out of the Big 12 title
game.
That's
crazy.
As a parting gift.
In the middle of the season.
Yeah, I mean, literally. And so, of course, Oklahoma's filing an injunction, trying to take it to court. But, hey, brother, you got like 2 weeks to get this thing solved. I mean, how quick are you thinking you're going to get it to court? But literally, yeah, the Big 12 just said, hey, by the way, we're going to rewrite the bylaws. And Oklahoma's like, what?
Hey, it's a nice, nasty parting gift.
Yeah. Have fun in the SEC. You're not taking our conference championship with you.
At all.
Yeah. So Texas at Iowa State. Man, I said this when we were – I think that Iowa State game's got potential for an upset. And, gosh, I'm hoping for it as a Georgia fan that Iowa State gets them and takes Texas off the board.
Right. In the grand scheme of things, I like Texas being good. But, like you say, that whole debacle with Alabama, which I don't think we're going to escape. I think Texas is going to keep balling. We'll see.
And speaking of Alabama, they will get Chattanooga. They'll go to the Plains and Auburn, and then they'll get Georgia in the SEC title game. If you're right and Texas does run the gauntlet and finish with one loss, then as a Georgia fan, you've got to be rooting for Auburn to do something against Alabama in the Iron Bowl.
That's the last hope.
That's your last hope.
Yep.
Or beat Alabama in the SEC title game. It doesn't matter.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The high school football playoffs march into round two. The Portal Panthers will host Telfair in a tough second-round matchup. Frederica will host Terrell in the Bloody Marsh on St. Simon's. The Statesboro Blue Devils will bus it all the way to Northwest Georgia to take on Harris County. Brunswick treks all the way up to Atlanta for the second straight week to take on Marist. And Camden also takes a second trip to Atlanta to clash with McEachern. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Check us out, thesouthernsportsedition.com.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.